You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Bubble yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. Honestly, like when I was dating, I stopped watching dating advice because I was tired of it, because it's like, okay, well, I don't have any prospects. And so a lot of you guys may know that I am currently in a relationship with a person that I can 100% see myself marrying. Might be an engagement coming up soon, but I am currently in a relationship and it is my first relationship that I've been in that I can say, wow, yeah, I've actually found the one. So I literally want to talk to you guys today about having a list. Should you have a list? Should you stick to your list? How to write a list, and also how to get rid of your list. And this sounds like a contradiction, it sounds like an oxymoron, but I'm going somewhere. So when I met my partner, I literally was not looking for him. I was happy. My boyfriend messed up my hot girl summer, snatched me up. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I wasn't looking for him. If you guys don't know my story, I had been single for 13 years. I had like a 1 week relationship last year. The only reason my relationship last year lasted for 1 week because I didn't want to be in a relationship with this guy. But it was just like, oh yeah, we're dating now. Oh, and now we're in a relationship. I'm like, no, we're not in a relationship. Like, it was an undercover relationship. Nobody really knew that we were together. And it didn't last very long. It lasted about 3 weeks. But before I met my current partner, my only partner, my forever partner, the last guy that I'll ever date in my entire life. Before I met him, I was not on this, oh my God, I need to find a man. Oh, how to find the one. I was not even on that. I was so happy being single. I knew that I had a lot of stuff that I needed to sort out. Just got out of a situationship. Like, it's so funny and I'm digressing again, but I know this is God because he sent me my boyfriend when I felt the least worthy of a relationship. And I'm not saying worthy as in my self-worth or my identity. I was in a situationship, okay? I was just playing around and I felt like, God, really gonna bless me with a boyfriend right now when I haven't actually been good? And it just kind of shows God's grace and how he doesn't give us things because we deserve it. When I was single for 13 years, I always thought, look, God, I'm being good. I'm saving myself. I'm not entertaining F-boys. I'm being so good. I'm not in situationships. Like, why have you not sent me a husband? Where is my husband? And it's like, God doesn't work like that. And a husband is not a reward. But I think a lot of us think that having someone is God being good to us. Just because you haven't met him yet does not mean that God is unfair, if that makes sense. I love the fact that I can give advice from a person that is now in a relationship, but a person that has been single for so long. I don't meet a lot of people that have been single for longer than 2 years. I was single for 13 years. Yes, I went on dates. Yes, I'd met different people, but I've been single as in not in a committed relationship for 13 years. My last relationship was not 13 years. Wow, making myself 29. I'm only 28. I had not been a single... I had not been in a relationship for 12 years. My last relationship was when I was 16 and I wouldn't even call that a relationship, but I digress. So like I said, when I met my partner, I wasn't actively looking for him. I was just focused on my business, focused on my career, focused on where I'm going as a person. So I want to talk first about why it's good to have a list. Sometimes when we don't have lists, we don't know what we're expecting. When you don't have a list, you basically are open to anything. So I really believe, and I said this in my situationship video, when you get certain and sure about what you want, whether that's in life, in relationship, in jobs, in money, in family, anything. When you become sure of what you want, everything opens up to you. It's crazy. And I guess they call it the law of attraction. I don't completely subscribe to that yet. I just don't. But what I know for sure is when you are clear on what you want, when it arrives, your vision is more clear to be able to see it and then to receive it. If you don't know what you want in life, you will get anything and then you'll be confused. Set an intention, write the vision and make it plain. Know what you want and wait for what you want, right? A list is a good idea. So I had a list before I met my partner. I feel like I wrote a new list every year, but the roots and the cause was the same. And I'm gonna read my list towards the middle of the video. So I believe that your list should consist of four things: standard, deal breakers, preferences, and expectations, okay? So in a minute, I'm going to tell you how much of each should we have on the list. Because it's not bad to have a preference and it's not bad to have expectations. All in moderation is what I'm saying. All in moderation. So I'm going to break down each one very quickly. So a standard is just what you will and won't tolerate, okay? A standard is not he must be black, white, Asian. That's not a standard. That's a preference, okay? And you are completely entitled to your preference. A standard is the way that you want to be treated in that relationship, what you will and you will not tolerate. When you raise a standard, it brings respect. When you don't have a standard, you'll tolerate anything and anyone will feel like they can treat you anyway. If you do not have a standard of how you want to be treated, anyone can come in and treat you any way they like because you don't have a standard, okay? So I cannot and will not tolerate someone that is abusive. I cannot be with someone that is abusive. That is number one standard, period. Secondly is your deal breakers. A deal breaker is something that you just won't ever budge on. This cannot happen for you. One of my deal breakers is that the person that I'm with has to be a Christian. They have to share the same faith as me. They have to be a Christian, period. And that's no disrespect to anyone else, that is any other religion. I've tried it before. It doesn't work out because we're not equally yoked. That's a deal breaker for me. So even if I meet someone and I have everything on my list, but they're not a Christian, I cannot personally go forward, period. The third one is preferences. So preferences are what you're attracted to. Some people may not be attracted to black guys. Some people may not be attracted to white guys. Some people may not be attracted to guys that are short. Some people may not be attracted to guys that are skinny or overweight. But some people are. It's your preference. You are allowed to have a preference. And I know this is probably going to be controversial, but you are allowed to have a preference that is, oh, I like guys that are dark, or I like guys that are light. I like girls that are dark. I like girls that are light. It's not a bad thing to have a preference. And I think the whole thing about colorism is that people use that as a way to look down on somebody else. This is so off topic. I don't even want to go into it because it's a big can of worms. But if you say, I don't like light-skinned guys, somewhere in your mind, you're thinking that light-skinned guys are weak. Let's be honest. Okay, and it goes same for dark-skinned girls. Sometimes guys think dark-skinned girls are ugly. Okay to have a preference, just don't look down on anyone because they're not your preference. It's not that deep. Have your preference and go. And last one is expectations. And this one can be a tricky one because some people confuse their preferences with expectations. Some people have crazy expectations when it comes to finances. A man needs to be earning this. And a lot of it is just BS. You don't realize that a lot of what you want and you expect from a man has actually been influenced by the media.
I want a guy that six figures.
You can't even write six figures. No. But I think it's really important to sit down and think to yourself, what do I want? Not what does she want? Not what does a girl on Instagram have? Not what my mum thinks I should have? What does my soul need in a man? And an expectation is just the basic. A guy that has a job, a guy that has a house, maybe a guy that has a car, or maybe not. So for me personally, this is just a personal expectation. I just wanted a guy that had a stable job. I dated a lot of freelancers, dated a lot of entrepreneurs, self-employed people. And because I am myself, I'm self-employed and freelancer. This is not for me, but a lot of people don't know where their next meal is coming from that are freelancers. And they can have a job today and a job's gone tomorrow. And I know it's the same for people that work full-time, but there's not much certainty in having a career that is freelance, and I guess all freelancers can attest to. And it's just my expectation. And if this is the thing, because it's so hard to communicate what you want without people judging you, but I want you guys to know that lists are personal. You don't have to share your list with everybody, and everyone doesn't have to agree. This is your life. This is the person that you have to marry. This is the person you have to stay with forever. So if you have an expectation, if you have a preference, if you have deal breakers, it is your right. It is your list. And so my list may not be your list, because what I want or what I value or what I expect to or what I prefer can be completely different to you, and that's fine. So don't let anyone beat you up or condemn you because you expect a certain thing. And I think a lot of guys do that nowadays. You're entitled to want what you want. I have two lists, and I'm going to read the list that I wrote in 2016. And the other day when I went back to read it, I realized that my current partner has mostly everything on my list. So this is my list. And I wrote this list in 2016 and I sent it to my best friend. She told me to write a list of things that I want in a guy so that she can hold me accountable for those things. It was really helpful, actually. It was really, really helpful. This is my list. This is my list. This is what I wanted in a guy. I'm just going to read it. So, completely sold out to Jesus, obedient to God, intimate relationship with Jesus, prayer warrior, speaks in tongues, filled with the spirit, leader, a man, not a boy, mature, in touch with his feelings, strong, yet meek, humble, streetwise, passion for young people, ability to teach and preach, gentle, honest, kind, loving, not bad-minded, forgiving, sacrificial, doesn't hold grudges, warm and inviting, not rude, funny, assertive, respectful, honors my body, treats me like a queen, supportive, helps me, believes the best, keeps his word, not judgmental, not easily offended, peacemaker, happy countenance, great teeth, clear skin, good hair, tall, dark, light or white, great dresser, well endowed, skilled or teachable, virgin or being celibate for 3 years minimum, a gentleman, loves my family, loves children, self-disciplined, works out, keeps fit, reads books, intelligent, have a convo about anything, friendly, introvert, extrovert, balanced, can cook, likes to clean, not shallow, looks at the heart, family man, good credit, can relate to the struggle, ambitious, financially stable, businessman, drives, not lazy, generous, and giving. That is my that is my entire list. I think I was in the most pure place when I wrote this list because I was just going for it. I was like, this is what I need. This is what I want. So I also wrote a list last year when I met a guy that I did not want. Okay, I met this guy that I was forcing it. Okay, and I'm gonna talk about compatibility a little bit later because the reason why you meet someone and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work because you're not compatible. I'm gonna talk about that in a bit. But I wrote another list last year when I was in a relationship with a guy that did not honor me, did not honor my body, did not value celibacy, just a lot of things. And it was only dating, but I felt like I settled because I felt like I had to explain a lot of things to him. He was great in a lot of areas, but I felt like I had to explain a lot of things to him. And I didn't want a guy that I have to explain to him how to be. I want a guy to be what I want, not because I want it, but because that's just who he is. So I wrote this other list after that relationship and I said, I want a tool, handsome, God-fearing, church-going, Bible-believing man, in capital, is going to lead me in the way of Christ, who believes and practices celibacy and holiness, who will value me by not awakening love before its time, but still lets me know and feel that he is utterly besotted with me, takes care of me, showers me with gifts and compliments, supports my dreams with his whole heart, and wallet, generous, is in touch with his sensitive side but constantly lives in his masculine side, will treat me like a wife before he makes me his wife, family orientated and loves my friends and family, will teach me things I did not know, not from head knowledge but from experience. He is completely delivered from his past and has a testimony of how Christ changed his life around. Financially stable with a high paid job and successful growing business on the side. Passion for young black people, socially and economically woke. That was opposite to everything the guy that I was dating was. And I think I had to write that so I could just cut that guy off and just be clear on what I wanted. Because I know what I wanted was not him. And so that brings me on to compatibility. It is very, 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 very important that you are with someone that you are compatible with. So compatibility looks like this, okay? Your foot is a size 8. The person, however, is a size 6 shoe, okay? Your foot is 8. The person is a 6. The shoe is too small. You can probably fit in there, yeah, because so how many of us have actually worn shoes that are not our size? It will hurt, but we'll get away with it. It will look okay on the outside, but inside your toes are like this, your toes are like this, and your toes are screaming. I know. I was in denial about my foot size for so long. I wore shoes that were size 6. Now I comfortably wear a size 7.5. I had been squeezing my foot into shoes for so freaking long that I just don't even know. Like, my toes are now crunched up because I was fitting my big foot into a small size. And that's what a lot of people are doing in relationships right now. A lot of people are dating people that they're not even compatible with. A lot of people are in relationship with people that they are not compatible with. I don't care if you're a celebrity or if you're Joe Blogs down the road. If you're not compatible, it's not going to last. And I think a lot of people overlook this in relationship because they're like, oh, he's cute or she's cute. She got a big booty and a tiny waist. She's hot. He's hot. Look at his waves. He is beautiful. He's stunning. But you guys are not compatible. You guys do not share the same goals, the same vision, the same personality. Compatibility is not always about being the same. It's about being compatible, okay? This is a Peugeot key, okay? I could have a car that looks completely like this one, but it's a Renault. This key is not going to fit into that Renault car. No matter how good the car looks and how similar it looks, this key is for this car. And when it comes to relationship, we need to be with people that we are compatible with in every sense of the word. Compatibility is super important if a relationship is going to be successful. For instance, me and my partner, we share the same faith. So spiritually, we are both on the same level. One of us may be a little bit higher than the other. Compatibility is super important if you want longevity in a relationship. And you have to be compatible in your deal breakers and you have to be compatible in your standards. You must be compatible in the things that matter the most to you. And I think the word compromise comes in when something is a deal breaker to you, something that is super important, but you get with someone that is not important to them. And therefore you guys are unequally yoked and you are frustrated because you want this person to do this. But because you ignored your deal breakers and you went after all of your preferences, you're now stuck in a relationship that you now love that person. Because once you get into a relationship with someone and you love them, love, the glue of love is so strong that you should not awaken love before it's time. You should not awaken it for its time, because you can be in a relationship with someone that you're not compatible with. Like, there's so many things that are wrong in the relationship, but because you love them. So you guys could be wrong and strong in a relationship. You guys are wrong for each other. But love keeps you there. The love keeps you tied to that person. For me, the reason why I didn't just claim anyone as my boyfriend, this is the first guy I've ever claimed as my partner that I've ever been out in public with, like actual public, like places that I hang out. The first guy that's ever met my family. So many things, because once I love you, once Brini loves you, you're not getting away, honey. I'm about to be that crazy girlfriend. You're not getting away from me. Like, and that's why it's so important that we really do be careful of who we are loving. And I wrote on my caption the other day, a smart woman knows how to love, a wise woman knows who to love. Love is not for everybody. I'm sorry. It's not for everyone that you must give your heart to. You can't give your heart to everyone, baby girl. You can't. You can't do it. I say love, I mean in love. It's not everyone that you need to be in love with. Choose wisely. Not everyone is deserving of your love, and compatibility is very, very important. So back to the list, okay? Like I said, deal breakers and standards, non-negotiable. Preferences can be changed. Expectations can be changed. It's not that deep. What a lot of people tend to do is put their expectations and their preferences at the top of their list. And this is why I'm saying that we should throw away our list. Not throw away in the sense that you're thinking. I'm talking about priorities, prioritizing the things on your list. Keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing that you need to look for in a guy and in finding the one, you need a man that loves you. I did not know how important this thing was until I found it in my partner. You just need a man that loves you. And once you prioritize that on your list, everything else will fall into place. I did not have my list and go out looking, oh, does he fit, does he fit, does he fit, does he fit, does he fit. I, for a season, let the list sit in my heart. I know what I wanted on an internal level. I have realized that the most important thing on my list in a person, in finding the one, is a person that loves you. And it's so underrated and it sounds so simple and it sounds so basic. But once you lead with that, everything else will fall into place. I did not go out looking for my man like I was going shopping in a grocery store. When he came to me, my only thing at that time was, how loving is this person? How is this person treating me? And a lot of us, we want a guy that looks a certain way. We want a guy that has things. And how I knew that my partner was the one for me was he saw me how God sees me. And you won't understand that unless you have a relationship with God. Without a shadow of doubt, I know God loves me. And I know the way he sees me. And it's not the way the other sees me. It's internal. God knows every single thing about me and he still chooses to love me. And I saw that reflected in my partner. When he would talk to me, it was literally spiritual. When he would talk to me and when he would describe me and tell me the things that he likes about me, like, it was not physical at all. It was like he saw me the way that God saw me. And I can't explain it, but it was one particular moment. It was a vulnerable moment for me because I let down my guards and I was super vulnerable. And I said to him, like, look, like, I'm a bit crazy, like, I've done a lot of healing, but I'm a bit crazy still. I still have emotional wounds. And I said, you can go if you want to go. And he's just like, we all got scars, Brini. Well, he called me my full name. We've all got scars, Debrina. It was at that moment, like, I knew within about 3 weeks of meeting or reconnecting, because I met him 2 years ago, reconnecting with my partner, that he was the one, because he spoke to me on a level that I've never been spoken to before. He saw me on a level that I've never been seen before. It's actually so supernatural because I actually can't explain it. My partner was intentional from the very beginning. He knew what he wanted and he communicated to me how he wanted to go about doing things like courting. And this guy made me feel so safe to be myself, to express myself, to open up. And I always say this about him when I'm talking about him, like, he extends his hands first and I only have to reach back. A lot of times in relationship, the girl's always extending her hand, being vulnerable, opening her heart, opening it and saying, will you love me back? And then the guy either takes advantage of that or he says no. And then we're left open like this. Well, my partner always extends his hands and says, this is me. He's so transparent and so honest with his feelings and expressing his feelings to me. At one point, I was like, this is too much. Like, I thought I was a transparent, open person, but you on the next level. And so because he was so transparent, it made me want to be transparent too. It made me want to open up as well. So from week 2 or week 3, like, he was a safe space and he is still a safe space for me. Whenever we're together, we just look into each other's eyes. I never thought that I could actually have this with someone, but we look into each other's eyes and we're just like, I love you is not enough. Like, saying the words I love you is not enough. Like, when you know and experience a love so deep, when you experience a love so deep, like everything else is irrelevant. And I guess Sierra's prayer is this: God, give me a man that loves me. Your prayer should be this: give me a man that loves me. When a man loves you, everything else is irrelevant. And like I said, the list is a factor, it's important, but what you need to do is you need to eat that list and you need to, one, become everything that you are looking for. When I was single, I was focused on becoming the best version of myself. So I was not looking for that in anybody else. I found it in myself. And two, you need to internalize that list. And this is what Jesus said. All of the 10 commandments, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this. Love God and love others. And love is so powerful. It's such a powerful force. Girls, like, if you were like me and you've never been loved the way that you believe you deserve to be loved, or you've never been loved or experienced love, when love hits you, you're gonna be like, oh my God, is this what I've been missing out on? But if you have a relationship with God, like, you'll be surprised to find someone that loves like him. But that feeling of love should feel familiar. It's the same love that God gives. What is love? When we talk about love, we're talking about God. When we talk about God, we're talking about love. Love and God is inseparable. People will try and say to you, oh, you're being extra, your list is unrealistic. I knew what I wanted and I knew what my soul wanted, and that's why I wrote the list. Whether someone was to match up to that or not, I did not know. I actually feel like I have my own personal Russell Wilson. He is everything that I want, not anybody else, because at the end of the day, it's irrelevant. My partner is everything that I want. I know that my partner is like one in a million. Even the intricacies of his personality are what I want and what I need, and like our sense of humor. We can just be at his place and we're like fighting. No, I mean fighting. I mean, like, we will be fighting and then kissing the next moment. We just have fun, and I need someone that is fun because my life is stressful. No, I'm joking. I like having fun. I'm very playful. Even the intricacies of his personality are so perfectly fitted to mine. Knowing what you want is beautiful, but you have to internalize that. I think having a list and having a standard of how you want to feel, how you want other people to make you feel, how you want to be treated, that's not just for relationships, that's also for friendships. These are the kind of people that I want in my life. People that don't hold grudges, people that are not rude, people that are gentle, and the friendships that don't make me feel at ease, the friendships that I don't feel love, I've got rid of them. And I only want people in my life that love me and that I love too. Ultimately, it's love. When I watch Sierra's interviews, every time someone asks her, what's your prayer? prayer. She always laughed. And I know that laugh is, I didn't say a prayer. She even said this in an interview. She was content being a mum to baby future. She didn't even think that she was going to find this person. But God gives us the desires of our heart. God knows what you want. God knows what you need. And he's going to send it to you at the right time. And it's probably going to be a time that you're not expecting it. So if you're like uptight, where's the one? Where's the one? I guarantee you, you're going to find someone, but it's not going to be the one. When you can actually ease off, and everyone always has told me this, really, when you least expect it, the guy is going to come into your life. And big facts, that is exactly what happened. I was ready and I was prepared for him, but I did not expect him to come at a time that he came. And I think that's just how God works. God will give you what you want, but you must know what you want and stop settling. If you're in a relationship with someone that you're not compatible with, if you're having to guess if this person is the one, then they're not the one. And that's what I will say. If you have to ask people, what do you think? Do you think he's the one? I used to be like that. I used to go and watch videos like, how do you know if he's the one? The reason why you don't know if he's the one is because he's not the one. When you meet the one, there's a peace. And like Sierra said, when it's right, it's light. When it's right, it's light. The fact that your relationship is feeling heavy, it's feeling complicated, is a sign he's not the one. So I met a guy at the beginning of the year and he had most of the things on my list, but I didn't have peace. There were certain things that he would do that I couldn't mess with. And I was like, but maybe it's me. And I always like, oh, but maybe it's me. Maybe I'm too sensitive. And I thank God for my mentor who was just like, Brini, you're making excuses for him. You're making excuses. Because he used to hurt my feelings a lot. And he used to say things that I felt like had venom in them. He's like, oh, I'm joking. You're joking. I was like, you're not joking because your words are hurting me. Every time you make a joke or a sarcastic remark, they hurt me. So I didn't have peace about it. And I thank God for my mentor because she was just like, Brini, you're making excuses. Let him go. When you find a one, there's absolutely no question, no doubts in your heart. Like, I could get married tomorrow. Like, I always tell my boyfriend, like, let's get married quickly. Like, you know, but obviously I want a good wedding and stuff like that, and I want like us to be able to have a house and stuff like that. But I'm ready to get married to my boyfriend. Any amount of time. I never thought I'd be this person. I never thought at the beginning of the year I'll be sitting here in the same car saying this, what I'm saying. But when you find the right person, you will know, and it'll feel peaceful. It'll be like, it feels like you just arrived home. I've been on a desert journey and now I'm home, and my boyfriend feels like home to me. And I'm sorry if this sounds mushy, I'm not even a mushy person, but my boyfriend, I don't really love him, but I'm in love with him. I'm obsessed with him, and it's not for the reasons why you would think I would be. It's not because he's beautiful, even though he is, and he's hot, and he is. But like, when we got talking, it was so different. Like, I kept saying to him, you're so different, you're different. And he was like, well, I'm just me. Like, what do you mean? When you're so, and the thing is, when you're so tired of dealing with guys that are just not it, when the right guy comes along, it's just like, oh my God, thank God, thank God. Like, honestly, thank God. So how to find the one? I would say, become the one. Focus on yourself. Know exactly in your heart what you want, and don't be afraid to wait for it. And when people say wait for him, hold on, stuff like that, I definitely believe that a man should pursue a woman. So I don't think women should go looking for men. I do think you should put yourself in positions where you can find someone. Be open, be feminine, be the best version of yourself. The best version of yourself is going to attract the best person. Oof. The best version of yourself is going to attract the best person for you. My partner is good for me, but even though I don't want to be that person, I think it's important for me to talk about my relationship, because I'm not just someone that sits on the internet and talks and 500 years later they're still single. My advice is not working for me, I should not even be giving it to you. So I hope you guys don't mind me talking about my partner and talking about our relationship and things that I'm learning and things that I've learned and stuff like that. Hope you guys don't mind, and I will continue to give you the best content that I possibly can, because I love you guys and I want you guys to all find love. I want you guys all to be in love. I want you guys to experience what love is, and it's so beautiful. Sometimes I pinch myself because I'm like, this can't be real. This feeling cannot be real. When I was in Venice with my boyfriend, I was pinching myself, like, this is so perfect because we're in Venice, but perfect because I'm with him. Your whole list should whittle down to, I want a guy that loves me. And it was only until I got to a point where I said to myself, God, forget what he looks like, forget all this kind of stuff, forget everything, give me a guy that loves me, give me a man that loves me the way that you love me, period. And God gave me that. It's funny because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. And the way that works in relationships is, seek the main thing, seek a guy that loves you, and everything else will be added onto you. The fact that he's got a good job, the fact that he's good looking, the fact that he loves your family, the fact that he wants kids, everything else that you're looking for will be added onto it. But seek a man that loves you, because at the end of the day, the only thing that will stand when everything is gone is, does this man love you?
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.